This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Acosta back on The Fan to make this weekend even more special, BT. We mentioned that, you know, you have the Yankees, you got the Mets, you got the Islanders, you got the Knicks, you got the Rangers. But honoring John Sterling as well. And it's funny, as you know, you listen to The Fan and you hear all these clips from Sterling over the last week or so.
Yeah.
It is remarkable how many big games he is called. Obviously, the Yankees' success had a large part in that, but you also had the Doc Gooden no-hitter and the perfect games by Wells and Cone, like on and on and on.
Mm.
Man, I don't think anybody's ever going to top that run. Obviously, Sterling will be honored ahead of tomorrow's game at Yankee Stadium, so you get out there, you get to see John. John will be in the booth for one final time as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be an event out there in itself tomorrow, but I don't think anybody's ever going to top not only his longevity, not only his success and entertainment levels, but it's not even something he could control. Nobody can, but the success that the team had over his 36 years of calling the games.
Yeah, I mean, he was a soundtrack for just a generation of amazingness. It still doesn't feel real. It almost seems like heavy because he didn't pass away, thank God. But when I say it doesn't feel real, I get in the car and I hear a totally different voice, which is a very skilled play-by-player. You know, depending upon who it is, whether it's Justin or others sitting in there and working with
Emmanuel
Susan.
Emmanuel Barbari does a
love
good
Emmanuel.
Job. Yeah.
Great guy, working his way up, really good dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know Justin very well. Emmanuel's a good dude. And I wish, you know, whomever gets it, you're hearing a little Ruco, who I think is amazing. I knew Ryan from when he first started. Some other names out there. Burke is great.
He did it. Didn't Burke do some games last year or two
years
ago?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. Burke is phenomenal. So, listen.
He's an excellent play-by-play guy.
He's very good. So, whoever gets it, it's going to sound very different, and after a year or a year and a half, whatever it is, it's going to sound like, all right, it's going to become normal, but right now it just doesn't sound bad. I'm not saying that. It just sounds different. And I don't think I was ready for different, not midseason.
I hope.
I wanted to hear a lot of Soto bombs. I wanted to hear the Verdugo call, too.
Yeah,
I wanted to see if he implemented what I said.
Yeah.
How do you do?
You force him into retirement.
That's what people are saying. Don't drop that on my doorstep. I can't live with myself if that's the case. That's too much for me to bear.
I might have to ask you, I get him on one more time and just confirm that wasn't, in fact, the case. That he
I
didn't
hope it wasn't.
Step away because he was done. You were the nail in the coffin there.
The impetus behind his early hasty retirement.
I know we'll carry everything, I'm sure, on The Fan, so you can listen to it, too. I hope they show it. I'm assuming they will, but I don't know that that's going to be the case, because I'm not going to the game.
Yeah. Oh, they'll show it all, 100%.
Okay, I'm not going to the game.
They're going to show it, yeah.
BT and Sal on The Fan, and, of course, the main event tomorrow night, Knicks Sixers Game 1. Orit is calling from Queens. Orit?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Orit?
Listen, Brandon.
Ah.
I have a bone to pick with you, man.
Go for it, sir.
Listen, how do you come at a
What happened?
Hello?
Uh-oh, the phones die?
What are the Knicks record with Bronson Randall and Nobi in the lineup?
Hey, Orrin, I'm sorry. You actually dropped out for a sec. Just give me a quick reset of your point. I want to make sure I give you an answer. Go ahead, bud.
My point is, I don't think that there are any team in the East that had any chance. One team had a chance.
Uh-huh.
Boston. At beating the Knicks with Randall in this lineup.
Oh, with Randall. Yeah. Well, I mean,
the only reason why any team have any chance is because Randall is not playing right now.
Well, but it depends. Yeah, but Orrin, hold on a sec, bud. Orrin, I mean, that sounds good, but did you watch Randall in the postseason? A couple of years, like he's not good. And this is not to knock Julius Randall, but let's not recreate the way the man played. He was incredibly inefficient, and I don't know. Well, I know I haven't. And I'm sure some historian could probably back this up. I don't know if there's ever been a star, and he's definitely, you know, first team, second team All-NBA, third. I mean, he's made a couple of All-NBAs here, so he's a star. Show me a star whose play disintegrated to the degree that it did with Julius Randle. I know he had nobody around in the first year.
So forget the first one because he had nobody around him.
Understood.
All right, so
still hit some open jump shots, which he never did.
This was supposed to be the deciding year.
Well,
and unfortunately, it's not going to be. I'm with Orrin. I mean, I'd feel better about the Knicks' chances going in. I know that. You know, that's not popular opinion. I really don't care.
Yeah.
I feel like
you
the
might
Knicks
be right.
Better.
By the way, I'm not happy that he's gone. Right. I'm just saying that I think that there's still a path to win a lot of series without Randall. Like,
I agree with that.
Oh, that's all I'm saying.
But that is different, though. But do you think that they're better without Randall?
I think that they could be better.
And that's where I disagree.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out how far they could go, and I'm still not putting a ceiling on them because I didn't think they would be the 2 seed in the regular season, hence the no ceiling. I did put a ceiling on. Once Randall and Anunoby went out, I said, that's it. The Knicks are going to be a 6-7 seed if they're lucky. They're going to play in game or have a tough matchup in the first round and be done. And they weren't, even without Julius Randle. Who's now been ruled out, obviously, for the season. They get Anunoby back, but Brunson carried this team to a 2 seed. So I can't put a ceiling on them because I didn't think they were going to do this. They've already blown off the ceiling that I put on them. I can't put another one on top. Too expensive. So you can't put another roof on top of them. So I think that they could still go far in the postseason. However, I'd feel better about their chances. I would think that they're legitimate championship contenders if they were fully healthy with Julius Randle.
I think Randle gets in Brunson's way a little bit.
Sal is calling from Westchester. What's up, Sal?
Hey, Sal. What's going on, Brandon? How you guys doing?
Sal, what's cooking, buddy?
Hey, real quick, could I say something about Gooden's no-hitter before I get to my point?
Yes, of course. Great Yankee memory, yes.
I was at Gooden's no-hitter with a good friend of mine, my buddy Ramo. We got the tickets because it was like a rain check ticket. So they gave us the tickets to that game. We got to the game a few minutes late.
Okay.
As we were walking to our seats. It was in the first inning. I don't know if it was the first out or the second out, but Gerald Williams was playing center field. Gerald Williams stole a base hit right off the bat in the first inning.
Uh-huh.
We'll go back and look at the tapes.
I know. And he made another play. He made another play going toward the wall and said, Gerald made 2 big-time plays that game.
Yeah, that was an awesome game. One of my favorite games I've ever been to. I've been to 1,000 of them.
I was watching that game. I was actually watching that game in college on TV.
Yeah, that's great, man. You know, I miss the old Yankees, man. You have no idea. Sal, I know you miss them, too.
Bro. Oh, yeah, really.
But anyway, listen, I'm calling you guys. You guys had me cracking up before with this Ugas. Do you know Ugas? Do you know?
Well, we didn't really. I mean, I met him once, but, I didn't really get a chance.
No, I'm not talking about the actual guy. Do you know what Ugas is? Like, if somebody
says
to
you,
Sal,
Ugas. You got nothing. You're right, Ugas, nothing.
No, that's not nothing.
Yes, it is.
Ugatsu, it's spelled U-C-A-Z-Z-U, Ugatsu. And Sicilian, they pronounce the C as a G. So that's where you get the Ugas from.
Uh-huh.
Ugas is the male private part. It's like a male rooster.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly
means. That fits for what I was using it for as well, then.
Brandon, you got to start calling Sal Facha the Guts.
This guy.
Sal sounds
like a trip.
Yeah,
by the way, things change all the time.
Should we hit the dump on that?
Dove's like, what do I do? I'm getting hit with languages here. Listen.
I don't think that's a curse word. I remember one. I'm not going to say it on the air.
I remember my grandfather dropping them left and right. The words kind of change. I mean, think about this. You, I mean, maybe you do. Well, I don't think you do, but I'm sure some people do. Like, you don't say, may I have you know, a pound of mozzarella? You say mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Do you want Monte Carlo or do you want Manicotti?
That's what I was thinking of. Facci Brut.
Yeah.
So well, whatever he said there, maybe it was something else.
But it was all right. Manigot or manicotti. Like, I think that the origin or maybe the development of the usage of the word ugatsu. Oh, you know, what do you say? I know to say it becomes like a Z or a G. Ugatsu?
Yeah, whatever.
I just say ugats.
Means nothing.
Yes.
Even when I was growing, like, ugats.
You get nothing.
They get nothing.
Yeah.
You get ugats.
How'd you do at the craps table last night? Did you win? Nah, I got ugats. Nothing. I mean, that's what I think it means.
That's what
I'm
saying, just for clarity. And by the way, in case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We were talking about it before. I was talking about maybe it'd be better off if the Knicks played the Heat, because then we could have some fun with Lebatard and Ugats.
That's correct.
And they do a show down in Miami, whatever,
correct.
The big Heat fans. That's all that it came from. That's the origin of the usage of Ugats on this particular
And without
program.
Jimmy Butler, they will really get Ugats in the next series.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll hear from Joe Douglas coming up in a little bit.
Hey, what did my boy say?
Well, we'll get it. Some Mets and Yankees. We got a lot going on here, but Knicks front and center as they get set for game one tomorrow evening.
Come on, Joe. Don't be afraid to draft the tight end. We want Bowers. We want Bowers. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.